So we'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we heard that Cardinal Burke is in the hospital with COVID, and he is now on the respirator. They said there's really nothing else they can do. So, you know, he's the one that's been promoting Our Lady of America more than anyone. And we want to keep him in our prayers, and Holy Mass will be offered for him today, that Our Lady will bring healing. And just so that as we begin, we've mentioned before that everything is going to change. Everything's going to be different. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's why we were called to be alive at this time. The great battle has begun, and God is going to win. And so what the Lord is asking of us is that we understand that consecration to Jesus and Mary are so essential. And the consecration to the divine will is everything, really. And our God is asking us, pleading with us, to enter into this life that He has planned for us. And we're going to have all that we need. Nothing is going to be, we're not going to be shortchanged in any way. God is going to provide everything. And this is the thing that's essential. You know, praying the Holy Rosary every day, attending Mass when you can, adoration, wearing the scapular. This is essential for this military operation that's going on. And the military operation is run by St. Michael under the command of Our Lady. Jesus is, they're getting ready for the return of Christ. And this is the light, the wisdom, the love, the knowledge of God is going to be manifesting itself through us. So what God is asking of us is that we begin to understand that why we are alive today. It's not just to do what we want, but to really become part of this army of God. And he tells Luisa this divine army has to begin. And with the military, it's orders. You take orders. So what is our orders? And it's basically the Holy Rosary, adoration, the Holy Mass. That becomes our life, our discipline. Today's readings are magnificent. In the reading of the Breviary this morning, it's to become the salt of the earth. And Jesus says, when the salt loses its taste, it's just sand. And he says, you are to bring taste to the world, light to the world, love to the world. So great things are happening, and in a more powerful way than ever before, we're going to see this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. What the apostles saw 2,000 years ago is going to look like a drop in the bucket compared to what's coming. What's coming is a new beginning for mankind. And he's asking us to do it. And we're nobodies, we're nothings. But he's asking us to do it. And that means that we have to discipline ourselves. You know, prayer, fasting, penance, conversion. Our Lady have said that so often. This fasting is essential. When I was in the seminary back in 1964, we were given a talk by this priest, and he says every year fast from something, and then continue it. He says by the time you're 80, you're ready to fast, if you want to say, from your heartbeat and your breath. You'll be ready to go with the Lord. So it's a discipline that we're in, to prayer, fasting, penance, conversion. And this is the best thing is this great gift of the divine will, because it's joy, even in suffering. It's joy that we're called to go through, abundant life that we're called to go through. And so the Lord is looking at us and asking us, would you really begin to live this divine life? Now, many, many are very, very far from it. And the reason is because they can't say fiat. When, like, for example, when Our Lady, after Jesus was born, Joseph said, we have to go to Egypt. They're going to kill the child. We have to flee. And Our Lady didn't say, wait a minute, I got a house in Nazareth. And it's a really nice house. I've been cleaning it for a few months. She just said, fiat. See, when you try to think it through, our brains, I've said it before, our pea brains are so small, we can't comprehend what God is asking. What He's asking is immediate obedience. And that's the thing that He taught Luisa, to be immediately obedient so that God can accomplish what He has planned. So He's asking us to do this. So what I'd like to do, just for a brief moment before we get into this, I want to tell you why this day is so important. As everything's going on in the world and in our nation and in the church, what Our Lady says is, come to me and I will present you to my Son. I want to prepare you for my Son. So Jesus says this on this Feast of the Assumption. He says, it is the most beautiful, the most sublime feast. The most beautiful and the most sublime feast. It is the feast of the divine will operating in the Heavenly Queen, in Mary, our mother, our queen. So he says, Luisa says, while my mind was swimming in the sea of the divine will, I stopped at the act in which my mother and queen was ascended into heaven. How many wonders, how many enrapturing surprises. And my sweet Jesus, as if he felt the need to speak about his celestial mother, all festive, told me, my blessed daughter, today is the Feast of the Assumption. This is the most beautiful, the most sublime, the greatest feast in which we, Triune God, remain glorified, loved, and honored the most. This is why we always have the celebration of the divine will on this day. And it's usually 3 days long, because Jesus says this is the greatest feast. Now think about it. We have Christmas, we have Easter, we have Pentecost, and Jesus says this is the greatest feast where God is honored the most. We have no idea what the Lord is showing us. But He says this. So in our procession today, as we pray going around the parking lot, Our Lady asked for processions. When we do this, this is giving honor to God. So Our Lady leads us, and we, the sheep, if you want to say, if you've ever seen sheep being led, and then Jesus is leading us to the kingdom. He's going to fill us with divine light, divine love, divine life. Our Lord has got great plans for each and every one of us. And your uniqueness, you have to understand this, your uniqueness is so important to God. He's made us with different fingerprints, different irises, different voices, different sizes, different colors, different shapes, because He loves the uniqueness that we are. He has planned that we be unique in all the world. But why does He do this? Because He, the Lord God Almighty, wants to lead us, guide us, direct us. He wants to reign in us. He wants to beat in our heart beating. He wants to breathe in our breathing. He wants to gaze in our gazing. He wants to sing in our singing. And all that He asks is, would you get out of the way so I can be there? And that humble obedience to Jesus is what He's looking for. That surrender to God is what He's looking for. And what God is going to tell you, He can tell no other soul because of your uniqueness. And so what He's asking is, He's asking that we understand that today is the greatest feast, where God, the triune God, gets the most glory, most honor. So He says, heaven and earth are invested with a unusual joy, never the sovereign queen, who in her empire rules over everyone and gives joy to everyone. See, we're entering into this gift of God, and we are participating with what God is all about. So why this day? Why this feast day? Because, like I said, we're in the final battle. And we're going to feel abandoned. We're going to feel betrayed. We're going to feel led off into the abyss. But it's nothing to be afraid of. God is with us. And as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, nothing is going to bother us. Nothing. As a matter of fact, when something happens that will usually, would normally become horrifying, we're going to say to Jesus, well, it's going to be interesting to see how you're going to do this. You're my God. You're my Savior. You're my King. You're my all. And You, Lord, are coming to redeem, not only redeem, but sanctify Your children. Great things are right around the corner. Our Lord loves us very, very much. So today, Jesus says, today is the feast of feasts. It's the feast of feasts, the unique one, the new one, which will never be repeated again. So we are now, see, this is outside of time and space. God wants us to be in heaven watching Our Lady enter into it. See, it's our whole way of praying is going to change. We have our prayers, we have our saints, we have the way we've been taught for 2,000 years. And Jesus says, I want more. I want you to have more. So what is He doing? He says, today, the day of Assumption, celebrated the first time, the divine will operating in the sovereign queen and lady, the marvels are enchanting, and each of her smallest acts, even her breathing in her motion, many of our divine lives can be seen flowing in Our Lady's acts as many kings that more than bright suns inundate and surround and embellish the Blessed Mother, making her so beautiful as to form the enchantment of the celestial regions. What's glowing with divine light, divine life, divine love? And He says that all of heaven is rejoicing. All of heaven is receiving a new heaven, a new glory that they've never seen before. And our God wants us to participate in that. After we talked about bivocation, God wants us to be with Our Lady right now in heaven. And when we say, well, I don't think that's going to happen, God says it can't. You've already said no. See, don't go against what our God wants. Our God, all He's looking for is fiat. Lord, I don't know how You're going to do this, but let it be done to me as You say. Echoing Our Lady's voice. This is what Luisa did. This is why Luisa is the newborn. Luisa is the firstborn. And our Lord is saying, I have so much to show you. I have so much to tell you. And we've been limited by, if you want to say, the saints who only knew how to do the will of God. And now, Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into living in the will of God. You know, this is holy ground. This, the miracle of the Son, is constant, if you want to say. Why? The Lord wants us to know that Our Lady appeared here. And why did she appear here? She said that this is my last resort to humanity. And she's asking that the bishops process her at the National Shrine and then give her a place of honor. Well, since Plan A isn't working too well, Plan B is going to work, and it's going to be here. And the healings that are coming, I mean, this is spiritual, physical, mental, emotional healings. Our Lady said there'll be more healings with Our Lady of America than at Lourdes and at Fatima. More miracles here. And the water is a great sign of it. Our Lady has wonderful, wonderful plans to save her children. And as we've always seen throughout the Holy Scriptures, there are people who stand in the way. And God says, okay, you know, you want to stand in the way? I'm going to get what I want as God, so I'll just go around you. So that's what we're doing today. We're allowing God to go around what He has originally planned. For example, the first day that the Latin Mass was to be celebrated, the first time it was to be proclaimed by Pope Benedict, was on the Feast of St. Peter, February 22nd. And it didn't happen. And the Holy Father said, why didn't it happen? Why wasn't it proclaimed? And there was one archbishop who was standing in the way. And he said, okay. So what does he do? He announces it. He makes sure. But he picks another day. It's the seventh day of the seventh month of the seventh year of the seventh millennium. That's when he gives the Latin Mass out. So he goes, okay, it won't be on the chair of Peter. Okay, it will be on the perfect day to give this out. And again, there's been some bumps in the roads, but there's nothing to worry about. God is in charge. So this is what's coming. This is in our prayer. When you receive communion today, go to heaven. Watch Our Lady enter into heaven as queen, as mother in this Feast of the Assumption. Don't limit God. Go to heaven. And this is what you're going to see. He says very clearly. He says, do you think it's nothing? He says that each one of her breaths, her motions, her works, her pains were filled with many of our divine lives. See, he's trying to get us aware that every heartbeat, every breath that we have, every step that we take, God wants to be there. And he says, do you think it's nothing that every one of her breaths, her heartbeats, her emotions, her pains were filled with many of God's divine lives? See, that's how we're supposed to be living. This is the reason why God wants us to read the Book of Heaven. You're going to see things, you're going to hear things that you have never heard before. You're going to experience things that Jesus wants to personally talk to you about. And that's another reason why you should have spiritual direction from a priest. I know a lot of lay people like to be spiritual directors. But you should have a spiritual director that is a priest. Why? He says, to form a divine life for each time it could enter the motion and acts of the creature. God wants to enter into us. God wants us. When the priest is at the altar, he says, this is my body. This is my blood. And that's Jesus who's saying that. The priest is allowing God to speak through the voice of the priest. And that's, see, this ontological change. That's one of the questions I asked Cardinal Burke. I said, through holy baptism, we're ontologically changed. into sons and daughters of God from sons and daughters of Adam. When the priest is ordained and at Holy Mass, he's ontologically changed. And I asked the Cardinal Burke, I said, are we going to be ontologically changed even more when the divine will reigns? And he just looked at me. It was, you have to understand, there's certain things that certain people can't say. But it's going to happen. God is going to bring about, and I truly believe the way he was looking, that there's another ontological change that's going to occur in us. And that's why he says, do you think it's nothing that each one of her breaths, think of our breaths, her heartbeats, our heartbeats, her emotions, her works, our works, her pains, our pains, were filled with many of our divine lives? Do you think it's nothing? See, God can't stop giving. He's gratuitous. He can't stop. He's filled with love and light and life. And he wants to give this to his children. So what is he doing? He's asking us, are you willing to allow me to change you to even more than what I have planned for the saints? Are you willing to allow me to do this? And when we say yes, he says, okay, prove it. See, it's not just yes. It's submission, it's surrender, it's docility. We want our God, our Savior, our King to reign in us. That's what the divine will is. We see it with Louisa, this newborn that Jesus says. She has 2,200 titles that Jesus gave her in the book of heaven. Somebody said to me once, that's more titles than Our Lady. I said, no, it's not. Jesus has all the titles of the universe, and Mary, his mother, has all the titles as well as his mother, Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, Jesus, King of Heaven and Earth. Everything that Jesus has, Mary has. And now we're getting this newborn where Jesus is getting us ready to see what he's going to do with us. Adam was naked because he lost the clothing of divinity. We wear the scapular because Our Lady says, this is the clothing of heaven. We're saying to Our Lady, I want to be reclothed in divinity. God says, good. Wait till you see what I'm going to do. He says very, very clearly, and then since my fiat possesses the virtue of bilocating and repetition, doing again and again and again, each heartbeat, each breath, he says, without ceasing, everything that Our Lady does, so the Great Lady feels these divine lives multiplying within herself that do nothing other than further extend these oceans of love that she possesses, oceans of powers that do not flow, he says, along with many of our divine lives, which she possesses as queen and mother. So this is going to continue. Right now, they're not flowing, but it's going to continue for all eternity. And Jesus says, I want you to see this. Because what does the church say about today? Where Mary has gone, we also will go. We're going to follow what she has done. So Jesus is saying to us, really, especially at Holy Communion. Holy Communion is the greatest time of the day. And that's why it's at the end of Mass. It's at the end of Mass so that for those 15 minutes, we can be in communion with our God, adoring Him and loving Him and praising Him and thanking Him, blessing Him, worshiping Him. This is what God is waiting. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. So he says to us today, I want you to go to heaven with my mother. And we can go there. There's no limit. Unless we limit it. Well, I don't think it's going to happen to me. It can't. You've already said no to God. You're doubting. What did Our Lady say? When the angel said, you'll be the mother of God. Our Lady said, How can I do this? I want to please God, but I don't know man. How can I do this? And that's what we have to do. We have to have that. What do I need to do to accomplish what God wants me to do? This is the army that God is looking for. Those that are, there's no doubts. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There's no sin. She says, therefore, Jesus says, therefore, there is no place which Our Lady's oceans of love and power do not flow along with the many lives which she possesses as mother and queen. We can say that Our Lady dominates us and we dominate her. By clothing herself with our divine immensity, clothing herself with our divine power, clothing ourselves with our divine love, she, Mary, populated all our divine attributes and her acts with her many and the many of our divine lives that she has conquered. We are to do that as well. And it's not, you're not going to find it in the saints. The saints did the will of God. What Jesus is saying is, I want you to conquer God. Like Our Lady conquered God. What does that mean, conquering God? It's obedience. When God sees obedience, he says, good, now I can give you more. When God sees littleness, he says, now I can give you more. That's conquering God. It's nothing else but saying yes to God. That's how Our Lady conquered God. God said, you will be the mother. And she said, fiat. Let it be done as you say. That's conquering God. Because God then can't stop giving. And that's what he's waiting. He's waiting for us to give our fiat. And that fiat is so essential for living in the divine will. He says this. This virgin queen is a continuous prodigy. Just think of the prodigy. That's what God is going to do with the healings here. It's going to be unheard of prodigies that God is going to bring about. He is the physician. I remember Father Bucci telling us that Aunt Rosaria, Luisa said just 2 weeks before she died, she says, you're going to take my place. And Aunt Rosaria says, nobody can take your place. I won't do it. And she was covered with boils after that. And she went to one doctor. And then when she went to another doctor, then she went to another doctor, and she came to Luisa and says, they can't do anything for me. And Luisa says, well, you're not going to the right doctor. Go to Jesus. He is your doctor. So she said to Jesus, I'm sorry. She said, fiat. Instantly she was healed. That's what's coming. And it's surrender to God. And what was Luisa's role now? Okay, if you read volume 36, what happened? Luisa said, right at the very first day in volume 36, she says to Jesus, my prayer, Jesus, is that every human being who is born to the light of the day become a baptized Catholic. And Jesus says, it is accomplished. Then she says, how can it be accomplished? Jesus says, that's my prayer in you. And I had to hear it from you. Now think of the prayers that God has given you to pray. He has to hear it. Do we believe what Jesus is saying to us? And then, what is Aunt Rosaria's prayer? Aunt Rosaria's prayer is the similar. She says, Jesus, I want every baby that was conceived to be a baptized Catholic. And Jesus says, that's your job, Louise. That's your job, Aunt Rosaria. Now think about it. A friend of mine died and she was healed by Luisa. And while she was in heaven, two little girls ran up to her and said to her, you know, Eileen, are you going to stay? Eileen knew that they were her sisters, the two children that were miscarried. See, God is, he wants everyone, every conceived child to be with him. Don't think that our God is not suffering, if you want to say. He can't suffer because his children aren't with him. But it's our job to help. This is the army. One of the things after Mass, there's some gifts that I think Jackie is going to give out to everybody. You're going to see things and hear things again in a new way. Because what God has planned is beyond what we can imagine. He wants everyone in heaven. Everyone. And so what he says to us, are you, like he said to Aunt Rosaria, are you willing to follow in the footsteps of Louisa? It's not about rules and regulations. It's freedom that God wants to give to his children. So when you have a prayer, and it's an amazing prayer, more than likely it's Jesus that's doing it, not you. And he wants to hear it. It's not about us. It's not about becoming saints. It's about bringing, as he says to Louisa, the healing of all human generations. God has got great plans, and he needs us to cooperate. He really does. So he says this. Our Lady is a continuous prodigy, and what Our Lady did on earth, she continues in heaven. Because when the divine will operates both in the creature and in ourselves, the triune God, her acts never end, and while remaining in it, they can be given to everyone. So think about that today. Well, when I, at Holy Communion, I ask that everyone receive Jesus. And that as Jesus receives himself worthily, all mankind can receive Jesus worthily. That's what's going to happen when everybody becomes Catholic. Everyone will participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. There's worship. I remember the Protestants that would say to me, we got great worship. I said, no, you got great songs. True worship is sacrifice. You must have sacrifice for true worship, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But there's another sacrifice, and that's the killing of children. The priest says, this is my body, this is my blood. But Jesus sacrificed. Lucifer says through an abortion, this is my body, this is my blood. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. Why do you think there's DNA in hamburgers of McDonald's? Why do you think there's human DNA in a lot of the food? Jesus tells us why. He says they will force you to cannibalize. You have to understand, everything that's happening is spiritual. Everything that's happening is spiritual. Television. Jesus made it very clear when he came down from Mount Tabor. After Moses and Jesus and Elijah, he came down and he said, television to no one. We're not. I know that's a bad one. The other way of saying it is tell lie vision. What's really interesting is God wants to free us. This is the army that we're in. We're going to see clearly that we've been manipulated all our life. We've been lied to all our life. And what God wants to do is bring us to truth. That's the divine will. Jesus. Truth is a person. And the evil one, he doesn't want us to think of anything but falsities and lies. He despises us. So and you get it in music, you get it in theater, you get it in movies, you get it in television, you get it in books. It's we have to get back to the truth. That's why Jesus calls the book of heaven the gospel of the kingdom. And what does he say in Matthew 24, verse 14? Until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world, the kingdom can't manifest itself, basically. So what is God doing? He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. This is why we're alive. To live this Catholic life. This universal life. This is what he's waiting for. So he says, does the sun perhaps cease to give its light to the human generation because it is given too much of it? Not at all. Even if it was given much, it is always rich in its light and does not lose a single drop of it. Therefore, the glory of Our Lady, Mother and Queen of heaven and earth, is insuperable because she possesses our divine operating will. That has the virtue of forming in the creature eternal and infinite acts. Every step, every thought, every word, every deed, Jesus says, I want you to enter into this, as he says, infinite, eternal and infinite act. What does that mean? Jesus does it. Jesus breathed in my breathing. Jesus beat in my heart beating. Jesus gazed in my gazing. Jesus sing in my singing. Jesus dance in my dancing. Whatever you think, say, and do, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. This is what I ask. That I never lose a thought, word, or deed outside of you, Lord. What happens at that point? The kingdom is being established in us. He says, the kingdom of God is within you, in us, on earth as it is in heaven. Don't limit God by saying, well, it's not going to happen to me. It has to happen to you. This is why he created you. This is why we have Our Lady as our mother and queen. She is going to show us how to do this. If you go through the first six steps of the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom of the Divine Will, those first six steps are essential to go over when you receive Holy Communion. Because what? Jesus is showing you how to live in the divine will through his mother that she spoke to Louisa, that Louisa put down on paper. Our Lady loves us, Jesus says, always and unceasingly with our lives that she possesses. So when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we should do is present ourselves to our triune God. Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I want to fuse myself with you. I want to be one with you as Our Lady was one with you. And then God says, good, how are you going to do it? Then you say, okay, you showed us how to link ourselves with Jesus and Mary through Louisa. So I want to fuse myself with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And he goes, good. Why do you want to do that? See, it's a conversation that happens with you. And you say, okay, I want to do this because you say, Lord, that you want me to embrace all of creation as mine. Every leaf on a tree is that I love you to you. And Jesus says, I want to hear your response back to me. With an I love you for every leaf on a tree. Those are the rounds. Every blade of grass is an I love you to each and every one of us. God wants to hear that divine I love you back to him. We breathe in the I love you, and we breathe out the I love you. God goes, good. Why do you want to do this? And you go, because you, Lord, want me to enter into the prime act of God, to live in the divine will as you originally planned with Adam. God goes, good. See, he wants to know why you are doing this. It's not because I'm telling you, but as you read and study, Jesus is leading you. Jesus is guiding you through his mother. He's everything that Our Lady has done. Jesus says, I want you to also accomplish. I want you to give your fiat to everyone and everything. He says, Our Lady loves us everywhere. Our Lady's love fills heaven and earth and runs to pour itself inside our divine womb. And we, Triune God, love the Blessed Mother so much that we cannot live without loving her. And it's the same thing here. We cannot live without loving the Blessed Mother. We have to echo what God says to us. And while in loving us, she loves all, making everyone love us, how could we resist and not give her anything that she wants? It is our own will that asks for what she wants, tying us with its eternal bonds so that we refuse her nothing. This is why the Feast of the Assumption is the most beautiful feast. It is the feast of my will operating in the great mother and queen, making her so rich and beautiful that the heavens cannot contain her. Even the angels remain speechless and don't know how to describe what my divine will does in the Blessed Mother. After this, while my mind was remained stupefied in thinking about the great prodigies that the divine fiat worked and continues to work in the celestial queen, my beloved Jesus added, my daughter, Mary's beauty is unreachable. It enchants, it charms, it conquers. Her love is such that she offers herself to all of her children, loving all of her children, leaving behind her oceans of love. She can be called Queen of Love, Winner of Love, because she loved much. And through love, Our Lady won her God. And then he says, Jesus says, you must know. He says it's a command. You must know. This is for us. By doing his will, his human will, Adam broke the bonds with his God and all created things. By the power of our fiat that Our Lady possessed, this heavenly queen tied her creator back to the creatures, tied all beings together, united them, put them back in divine order, and with her love, Our Lady gave new life to the human generations. Jesus says this, her love was so great as to cover and hide inside its oceans all the weaknesses, all the evils, all the sins of mankind themselves. Oh, if this Holy Virgin did not possess so much love, it would be difficult for us to look at the earth. Only Our Lady's love makes us, Triune God, look at the earth. But we want to give our will to reign in the middle of the creatures because Our Lady wants it so. This is her conquering of God. She, Mary, wants to give her children what she, the Blessed Mother, possesses. And by love, she will win us and her children. She's going to do this. This kingdom is Our Lady's kingdom. And if you've ever gone to St. Mary Major Church in Rome, in the sacristy, you see Jesus crowning his mother, as Solomon crowned his mother, Queen of Israel. Our Lady is crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth by her Son, Great things are coming. The war is here, and we've been called to enter into this war. But Jesus says the weapons that we will use are weapons of love. Prayer, fasting, penance, conversion is going to conquer the world. Our Lady has already shown us this. And now one with her, one with Jesus, one with Luisa, it's a great, great blessing that's been given to all. So let us now pray the last prayer on this feast in honor of this talk in honor of St. Joseph. And we're going to pray the consecration prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors, and make me enter into it, to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light, that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you, in such a way that I may do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever, and will form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it I shall be always happy. I shall have a strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here prostrate, I invoke the help of the sacrosanct Trinity, that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the Divine Fiat, take me by the hand and clothe me in the light of the Divine Will. You will be my guide, my tender Mother. You will guard your child and will teach me to live and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the Divine Will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the Divine Will. You will teach me the Divine Will, and I will be attentive and listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good, Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and nourish me to form in me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector and the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. Guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. And now the prayer for the glorification of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. O most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise and thank you for the gift of the holiness of your faithful servant, Luisa Picaretta. She lived, O Father, in your divine will, becoming under the action of the Holy Spirit in conformity with your Son, obedient even to the death on the cross, victim and host pleasing to you, thus cooperating the work of redemption of mankind. Her virtues of obedience, humility, supreme love of Christ and the Church lead us to ask you for the gift of her glorification on earth, so that your glory may shine before all and your kingdom of truth, justice, and love may spread all over the world. In the particular charisma of the Fiat Voluntas Tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, we appeal to her merits to attain from you, O most holy Trinity, the particular grace with which we pray to you with the intention to fulfill your divine will. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, and may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God bless you.